back at 6:30. You go, shoot, man. Yeah, no, I'm all messed up. I bet you guys are too.
It's been a long night. It's been a long night, that's for sure.
I'm doing the follow-up interviews for this.
You want to come in?
Sure, if that works for you. We're just trying to figure out what you saw, what you heard.
I didn't see anything.
Okay.
I heard a lot of banging.
Banging, okay.
A lot of banging, right here.
Is it the next building over, or no, the next?
He's right beside me.
You share a wall.
But I do believe that maybe his bedroom's here, see. Like, for example, that is a bedroom there, and my bedroom's there.
Okay, so it's probably...
They put a bit of a bedroom together.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking their bedroom's here.
Okay.
Master. And their spare is here.
Gotcha.
And then their kitchen is over there. You know, mm-hmm. It's kind of reversed, I think.
Most likely, yeah. Makes sense.
And I just heard a lot of banging. I had the TV on, and then I turned the TV off because I said, damn, somebody was slamming the door really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And that shakes the whole building. And that happened more than five or six times.
Okay.
I mean, probably more like... And it was like he was jumping around or something because it was really, really shaking the place bad.
Gotcha.
He was really... I couldn't even figure out what he was doing. I know I could tell he slammed the door several times, four or five times at least. And then he was doing something that was shaking the building as well. Jumping. I really couldn't tell you what he was doing because I don't know what he could do to make that loud noise and shaking stuff here. That's not the first time I've heard that door slam in the past.
Okay.
He, I don't even know the guy. But, you know, we don't want to complain about our neighbors. I mean, he's over here. He doesn't even know me. I got no windows here. I got no windows there. And I got no windows there.
Yeah. Everything's going out that way.
I'm just by the pool. And he's the same. He goes to the parking lot. And that's it. So I don't know him. I don't know what color he is. I don't know nothing about him.
Yeah.
Nothing.
And neither do I. I didn't see him today.
And that's all I really know about it. Is that I didn't hear a gunshot. One of the guys said the police SWAT guys shot one time.
Okay.
But I didn't hear that.
Okay.
So I was getting a little nervous after the police officer came and he said that we were recommending you evacuate. And so I said, well, I got a place to go, right? And I didn't. And so I went back to bed. And I really couldn't go to sleep because what if a bullet comes through this freaking thing? I'm going to be paralyzed or something.
Exactly.
So I just couldn't sleep. And then when I saw these neighbors over here walking out, I went, oh, that's for sure.
I'm not residential
they're downstairs at the end here.
Okay.
And he's up here.
Where'd you end up going?
I just went to McDonald's parking lot there on Santa Rosa.
Okay.
Parked there for a while, and then I came back, and I parked in the parking lot here next to the Vons.
Okay.
And just so I could keep an eye on the police officer blocking the... And so when he left, yeah, I had to come back. And at least I know I could go back. But she was like 3:30 when I went out, man. This is 4 o'clock. This is not good.
Made for a long night.
Yeah, what a prick, huh?
Made for a long night.
What was he doing anyway? You can't talk about
it? He's just crazy.
Just crazy.
Just having a bad day. Having a bad day.
Meds? Med problem? Yeah. They don't take their meds, man. It's not good. Not good.
Do you have your ID with you by chance?
Yeah. Yeah. They don't take their meds. They get all screwed up, man. I thought maybe it was something on a flight.